Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Mm. But our first guest is here, isn't she, Maggie?
She is. It's lovely Juliet, and she runs The Holt.
Good afternoon, Juliet.
And she's going to tell us all about it.
So, The Holt. Just give us a quick synopsis of what it's about, please.
Okay, so The Holt is it's a day centre and training centre aimed at adults and young people over 16 with learning disabilities and additional needs.
Okay. And what do you train them to do there? Or do they, is it a sort of a day centre or a college or a bit of both?
Oh, well, it's a bit of both, really. We're looking at becoming a registered independent college at the moment.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah.
As well as providing sort of day centre services for people who don't particularly want accreditation. But
yes,
we've had a lot of inquiries from young adults who would like to pursue accreditation, sort of to level two, level three, but vocational accreditation. So that's why we want to become an independent college.
So vocational.
Good,
it does sound fantastic. Vocation, what vocations are you looking at?
So cookery for one. We have a link with the wonderful Michelle Le Cain Newton at the Cookery Academy.
Oh, yeah.
You know Michelle very well.
Yes, her daughter Anna is going to be delivering music sessions for us as well, because she's incredibly talented as well. Running the family, I think. So, and gardening is another one that people have been asking about.
Okay. Have you somewhere to go for gardening? Or
yes. At the moment, we have a voluntary group that go out to botanic gardens every Friday at the moment. And we have a lady who has about 2 acres of garden who would like somebody to go out. So we have offered our services and take care of it for her.
That's kind of mutual benefit, then, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So,
that's brilliant. So, with Michelle, would she come to you?
Yes, hopefully. It's a little bit of both. So she'll be coming into the centre to do a little bit, and also hopefully we'll have learners going to her academy.
What she doesn't know about cooking isn't worth knowing.
I know.
She is amazing, does amazing stuff. So what made you decide to open up The Holt?
Well, this is something that's been close to my heart for years. Both of my boys have autism and severe learning disabilities and quite complex needs. And what I found was that when they came to leave school, there wasn't anywhere really that would have fitted them, essentially. You know, obviously there's college and HTP for learning. But as I say, my two are quite complex.
Yes.
And didn't quite fit into those.
They're not a good fit for that. No.
So, and having worked in the this arena for quite a while, I've had lots and lots of conversations with parents over the years who felt the same, and I've watched students drop out of courses because their anxieties wouldn't allow them to cope with the environment.
Yes.
So this was an alternative, and hopefully we've managed what we were setting out for, which is a real family atmosphere on the premises.
That's good. So would you do one-to-one things if necessary?
Yes, absolutely. We offer a one-to-one service if the person needs that. And if they aren't able, for whatever reason, to access the premises, then we would go to their home and work with them in the home or out in the community.
Oh, that's a good idea.
As well.
So if people are going on this course, it's not free, presumably. You have to pay.
No. So sort of placement in the centre would start from £12.50. And if somebody wanted sort of solely one-to-one outside the centre, it would start from £17.50, obviously.
So is that for an hour or a day? Or?
Sorry, that's for an hour.
An
I beg
hour.
Your pardon.
Okay, that's fine.
No, just making it clear.
So do the parents or the individual, are they able to access funding for these courses?
So most of the young people and adults we're sort of involved with have funding through social care. And the idea, hopefully, behind becoming an independent college would be also that those young people who are still under the EHCP would then be able to name us as their preferred provider.
Right, so they could come straight to you from whatever the previous education was.
Yes, absolutely.
Josie, you wanted to ask a question.
Well, what happens if some people get in a struggle or stress?
Okay, so all of our staff are fully trained. We're all really experienced. We've got lots and lots of years in the SEN sector behind us, and we have breakout places for those people to go if they need a breakout place. So we have a lovely common room, which is fully furnished with big fat sofas for people to sort of lounge in and just calm down.
You'd go just for that, wouldn't you, Josie? Big fat sofa, yeah.
And obviously our staff are trained in support as well, so we'd be able to speak to people and just calm them down.
I'm imagining then, following on from Josie's question, that if your staff have that experience, they can spot when someone's getting near the state, and they could go and say, I think you still need to take a break.
Absolutely, and I think sometimes redirection is the key, isn't it? You know, and that's what we're all trained for and manage.
So with accreditation, will people be able to come out with a recognised qualification?
Yes, hopefully we'll be able to deliver BTECs, and we have accreditation through a company called Laser, which go up to a sort of level one, level two qualification as well. And also if the person is working towards a level one, we also have accreditation that would meet the entry level requirements as well.
Brilliant.
So that means that there's a high likelihood they'll be able to get employment when they finish with you.
That's the whole idea. And the other thing that we offer is sort of supported work support, work placement. So so we would actually go in with the person, help train them up in the work placement itself, and then gradually withdraw as and when that person was ready to sort of be more independent.
Yeah, brilliant. I don't think there's anything else like that on the island, is there?
I don't think there is. No. What are the age ranges are you looking at for your
Starting from 16 and going up into adulthood.
Okay. Basically. Is there an upper range, upper limit?
Not really. I'm not anticipating having anybody over the age of 60, but
but some of these courses, they between 16 to 25 or whatever it is.
No, 16 to 25 would be for anybody who is coming to us with an EHCP, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the course is open to all ages above 16, really.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how do people find out more?
Okay, so we have a website which is theholtiow.co.uk. They can phone us on 01983 241 849 or 241 850, or email us at office@theholtiow.co.uk.
So it's theholtiow.co.uk. And whereabouts are you based?
We are at 136 Pyle Street in Newport.
So to give us a clue, where's that near?
Okay, so it's basically near Langley Court, and almost opposite the Ability Dogs warehouse.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay,
so fine. Not far from the police station.
Yeah, just around the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Holt, Isle of Wight. I think, well done on setting this up. Obviously, you've seen the need.
Yes. Yeah.
And if people want to find out more, they can go to your website or give you a call. Just give us those phone numbers again, please.
Okay, it's 01983 241 849 or 241 850.
Anything else you want to ask Josie? No.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Julia.
Thank you for coming in.
I wish you all the best with it. And perhaps we'll get you in a bit later in the year, maybe see how things are going.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thank you.
Or maybe come over and have a talk to you about it on site. You never know.
Yeah, that'd be fab.
Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.